The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan hosts Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Sammy Q in Omaha World Herald.
What challenges have you guys faced this season with the relative youth and inexperience of your roster? A lot of guys who didn't play necessarily a ton before this season who are now sort of pressed into action. What challenges have you faced as a coaching staff dealing with that?
Coaching. We're coaching, doing what we would. We feel like our guys have been trained and gone through spring practice. Some played last year, and we're just going about taking care of our business.
Are there things that players can only learn once they get in the game and they're facing opponents versus something that they would learn in training camp or in spring camp?
Yes, there are. I think that's a freshman player, or even an older player that's playing in games for the first time. You definitely simulate things as much as you can in practice, but yeah, there's always something to learn.
Your next question is from David Evan, The Athletic.
Jim, do you notice a difference in your teams traditionally coming off of a bye?
That's a hard one to figure out in terms of different things. It's hard to figure out, like, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or what kind of advantage it is. I don't have the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, just from your perspective as a coach, the idea that teams coming off of a bye are generally stronger would be somewhat deceiving?
Yeah, I couldn't state for a fact that they're stronger that it's you're better coming off a bye or not as good coming off a bye. I don't have a feel for that.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Jim, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask you about the defense. What kind of challenges do you see in them as they face a team like Rutgers?
Well, it's a challenge of next opponent. We respect this opponent. They've won two straight games, and they're playing at a high level. So, all phases, offensively, defensively, special teams, preparing for this ball game.
And if I could follow up, Jim, looking at David Hill, he's been impressive the last couple weeks. What have you seen in him and his growth, and how have you helped with that?
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Been impressive. You talk about the challenges. It's every new ball game as we sit here on Tuesday, and you're trying to look at formations, personnel groupings, personnel, a whole gamut of things that you're evaluating and trying to figure out what your best chances of success are.
All right. Thanks, Jim. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.